I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. Sports fans may have seen that the Cleveland Indians lost a two-game series to the Texas Rangers earlier this week. Tough for the Tribe, but it doesn't compare to what happened when the two teams played in Cleveland 30 years ago today. Here's reporter Renita Jablonski with a story of one of baseball's most infamous evenings.
30 years ago, the Cleveland Indians weren't a great baseball team. Home games at the old Municipal Stadium drew an average of about 8,000 people during the 74 season. That is, except for one night, when someone thought of an offer that was sure to attract a crowd.
It was just like any other evening, except they came up with a very stupid promotion, and that was the 10-cent beer night, where they actually brought the beer trucks out behind the outfield fences, and fans could just bring their cups and keep filling up.
Joe Tate was one of the radio announcers for the Indians that evening. The promotion worked, bringing in more than 25,000 people. But quickly, things degenerated.
Well, I can remember that the streakers started in about the second or third inning, and they became more numerous with every half inning.
It wasn't long before Tate and his fellow broadcaster were giving a play-by-play of chaos in the crowd instead of a ball game.
Around. There's several hundred people on the field now. And the ball players have all banded together.
It wasn't just the Stroh's beer that made fans crazy. A week earlier, the Indians were on Texas turf when a scuffle emerged. Jim Sundberg was a rookie with the Rangers in 1974.
A fight broke out between Lenny Randle and, I believe, Milt Wilcox, pitcher for the Indians. As the Cleveland Indian players were going back to the dugout, some of our fans sprayed him with drinks.
Sundberg believes Indians fans were ready for revenge, and so beer and a full moon over the stadium encouraged some pretty crude behavior.
There was two guys who actually came out on the field from behind home plate, went across the mound, past second base in the grass, and shot the crowd the moon. There was an old lady, older lady, heavier set lady that came out of the stands, tried to kiss the umpire and the catcher, the batter.
Tom Hilgendorf's been hit on the head, and Hilgi is in definite pain. He's bent over holding his head. Somebody hit Hilgendorf on the head, and he is going to be assisted back into the dugout. Oh, this is absolute tragedy.
A tragedy not only because people were getting hurt, but also because the game was tied at 5 in the ninth inning, and the Indians had the bases loaded. But they never had a chance to bring anyone home.
I'm surprised that the police from the city of Cleveland have been called here. We have the makings of a pretty good riot. We have a pretty good riot. All right, here comes the announcement. The game has been declared a forfeit to the Texas Rangers. It'll go into the books as a 9-0 forfeit.
That is right.
To the Texas Rangers. That's it. It's all over.
And that was it for 10-cent beer night. The next day, it was strikeout cancer night at the stadium, and attendance dropped back down to the normal 8,000. For Day to Day, I'm Renita Jablonski in Cleveland.